Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
What is this company?
We are a third party. We handle billing for various merchants.
Okay, I'm going to charge on my account.
Okay, you may have placed an online order, but I'd be more than happy to verify it for you. What is your zip code?
37412.
37412?
Mm-hmm.
Your name?
Judy Duncan.
Verify your address.
2008 Pioneer Ridge Trail, Chattanooga, Tennessee. 37412.
Yes, you completed the survey, and that could have been with Amazon, Costco, Walmart, one of those retailers, and you had the pods, the Melody pods, and the watch mailed out to you, and you initially paid the shipping and handling, which was $5.97 and also $7.92.
Yeah.
Okay, now, I'm not sure if you read over your terms and conditions, Ms. Duncan, but the trial allows you... Okay, so that's why there's a misunderstanding. So you only had that trial period where if you did not want to keep the pods and the watch, you had to return those back to avoid being charged a full cost on that. You only pay the shipping cost to have it delivered so that you can determine whether or not you like it and if you want to keep it or not. And if you do not wish to pay for it, you had to have it returned back no later than April the 4th. So once that trial ends, the fulfillment center, they charge you for the orders that were mailed out to your home address previously. Now, we
I
do have...
I just
Excuse me?
I called when there was a charge on my account, and she said told me that I should only have to pay for shipping. I did not know.
Did you read over your terms and conditions where you were supposed to have a return back before that trial ended? Because before you put in your credit card number when you first placed the order, where the terms are explained, it actually, before completing that order, have you read the terms in full? And do you authorize us to charge your car at the full cost if you do not call in to cancel and have it returned back before the trial ends? So that was a pre-authorized charge, and we were under the impression that before you enter in your credit card number and place that order, that those terms had been read by you because it was a pre-authorized charge when you placed your online order.
No, I did not.
Okay, because you did authorize the payment. What was that?
I didn't authorize a $70 payment.
It was authorized. Go back online and review your terms. That's the main reason why I asked you if you read over your terms and conditions, because, yes, ma'am, it was authorized.
What do I do now? This is not going to come out of my account. This is probably going
to... It has already cleared on our end. The pods and the watch cannot be returned back once that trial ends. Now, going forward, what I can do is I can apply 35% off of your next order for you.
No, I didn't want either one of those. I didn't need them. I've gotten them before.
Okay, I greatly apologize for the misunderstanding, but I will go ahead and notate your account for you. So there will be no further activity onto this account. And I will send you over an email to verify that your account is being terminated for you.
Now, I did read over when I ordered it on the form on the online, and I didn't see that anywhere.
Go back online and review your terms and conditions where that is explained. And again, before you put in your credit card number to order that trial offer where you only paid the shipping cost, it asks you, have you read the terms in full, and do you authorize to be charged the retail cost on this if it's not returned back and canceled before that trial ends? So I do apologize once again for your misunderstanding of your terms and conditions.
Well, why didn't they tell me that when I called the first time?
Well, they was probably under the impression that you read over the terms and condition because, like I said, before you put that order through, it asks you, have you read the terms in full and do you authorize that payment? So we are always under the impression that before anyone put in their credit card number, that they are reading those terms with a disclaimer.
Well, I didn't, and I'm on a fixed income, and this is really going to put me in bad shape.
I'm so very sorry for that misunderstanding.
Well, I am too, because I wish you'd just told me that and I wouldn't have done it. Because I saw the shipping charge on there. And she said that's all I had to pay was, what was it, $5.97 or something like that?
That's just the shipping and handling. Give me 1 second. Let me notate your account. Give me 1 second and I'll give you a confirmation number. And just to verify, I do have your email so I can send you over a confirmation. Is your email jduncan1975@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, one moment, please. I'm going to place you on a quick hold. Okay, thank you so very much for holding for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I went ahead and got everything updated for you. So I was able to go ahead and authorize a 35% courtesy refund to you and stop all future orders for you.
So you're going to give him back $35 or $69.97?
Yes, that'll be a 35% courtesy refund credited back to your card within the next 5 to 7 business days. And you will also receive an email to verify that your account has been terminated so that you're not charged anything further moving forward.
And this was through my electric company that just came through.
Repeat that for me.
I got this offer when I paid my electric bill.
Yeah, you may have seen a pop-up ad on it, but whenever you see the pop-up ad and you click on it, it routes you over to the official website with the terms I provided to you before you can put the order through.
It just went to it because I would have never clicked on it. I got something like this through Verizon. The pods, the AirPods already had those. And when she told me I just had to pay shipping, I thought, well, I'll keep them. But if you'll give it back 35, if this goes through, I'm not sure this is going to go through.
Are you meaning the charge?
Yeah, it looks like on your end, but it's still pending on mine.
It's still pending on yours. Yes, it has already cleared on my end. And that refund will be credited back to your Visa card ending in 1127 within the next 5 to 7 business days. Okay, and again, you will receive the email to verify that your account has been terminated.
All right, I'll never do this again.
Is there anything else for you, Ms. Duncan?
No, there's not. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And thanks so very much for calling customer care. And I hope you have a wonderful night.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.